Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's a Super Bowl champion and NFL MVP.
Mahomes throws for the end zone. The pass caught. What a touchdown! Kansas City!
And there's only one place in Kansas City.
Mahomes got it long for the end zone. Wide open touchdown! Kansas City!
And the only one place in the country.
That's what's great about the NFL. You keep building and try to play your best football going into the playoffs and try to get to the Super Bowl.
That talks with Patrick Mahomes every week. And that's right here on 610 Sports Radio, your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our conversations with the quarterback are powered each week by Google Fiber. Our conversation with the quarterback starts with, this is the first time this season in which they have won back-to-back games. How good does it feel?
It feels good, man, to be able to stack some wins together, try to get these things turned around to where we can make a run at it. I'm liking where we're at, and now it's about taking those next steps to get to where we want to be.
How do you take those next steps, in your opinion?
I think it's just continue the process, continue to get better each and every day. Defense is playing really good offensively. We obviously have to get better and get back to kind of how we were playing at the beginning of the year. But I think if once it all comes together, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
Let's talk about the defense first, and we'll obviously get to the offense. I thought this was the best that the defense has played this season. You could tell that they really brought the energy. They were flying around and making plays. How encouraging was it to see your defense really rise to the occasion?
Yeah, I mean, they've been kind of trending that way the last few weeks here. I mean, they've really been putting it together, every aspect of it. They've had the coverage, the pass rush, stopping the run. They've been doing it all. And when you have that many good players, you knew it was just a matter of time. So, I mean, they've been playing good, kind of holding up the end of the bargain that we're not doing. So it's great to see when you have a defense like that.
When your defense is playing like that, how contagious is that energy? You know, momentum kind of carry across the team. How contagious is it when your defense is playing like that for that to carry over to your side of the ball?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, whenever they have all that energy and it gets the stands into it, it gets the Arrowhead into it, and it really gets everybody into it. I mean, it does carry over, and obviously we didn't play offensively the way we wanted to, but you can feel that energy and know that. They're going to have our back regardless, and I think that's an important thing to have as a team.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. It's always easier to fix things after a win versus a loss. You've brought it up a couple of times where you guys aren't offensively where you need to be. What do you think is wrong with the offense based on what you were doing the early part of the season?
Yeah, I just think it's just all of us. I mean, offensively, everybody not being on the same page, starting with me. I mean, trying to execute the game plan to the best of our ability, but I mean, just a little thing here and there that really makes up and makes a lot over time. I mean, I feel like we get drives going sometimes and we kind of stall out. I mean, you can see it in spurts every single game. It seems like it will have a drive where it's just like boom, 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 we're down the field, we score. But then there'll be a quarter or a quarter and a half or whatever it is where we just stall out and we don't have that same execution. And we talk about it each and every week, but we feel like we can do what we want to do. But it's going to take us executing at a higher level. And I think that we'll find it and we'll get out of this little rut that we're in and get back to rolling.
I don't want to use the word slump, but it certainly feels like it. And at least for you, that's something that you haven't really dealt with as your time as a quarterback in the NFL. It has been all-time level quarterback play that we've seen so far. On a personal level, how do you think you get yourself out of this funk you were just talking about, out of a possible slump?
I think for me, it's going to be just continue with the process. I kind of went back to the fundamentals, but don't lose myself. Just trying to continue with it, stay with it, knowing that we have the guys, we have the coaches, we have the playmakers that if I continue to get the ball in my hands and try to get it to these guys, they're going to make plays happen. And I know it doesn't look pretty these last 3 weeks, but I mean, if you look at the beginning of the season and how we started, you know that we can do it. So I'm just going to keep that in the back of my mind.
What's the percentage or maybe combination in trusting yourself to get out of this and your own instincts of being a great player, trusting coaching and also listening to their advice and also leaning on your teammates to kind of get out of this slump?
Yeah, it's all of it. I mean, you have to incorporate all of it. I mean, you got to be yourself. You got to be the same guy that's kind of gotten you where to where you're at. But you also got to believe in your teammates and believe in the coaches. I mean, that's what's made us special over these last few years is at every position, everybody believes in themselves. They go out there and play to the best of their ability, and they listen to what the coaches and other guys around the team say to them. We have a lot of great people in this locker room. I know we're going to break through and we're going to get this thing rolling again. It's been a rough couple of weeks here for the offense, but luckily enough, the defense has stepped up and we've been able to get wins even though we're not playing our best.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances are powered by Google Fiber. Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1, I was listening to him earlier today, and he said that he believed the throw you made at the end of the game is what could potentially break you out of this, that was sort of the play that you kind of felt like yourself. How real of a statement do you think that is? Because I kind of look at it where I think we only think of clutch in certain kind of ways. Like, I think that was a clutch play. Your team needed to convert on that third down. You went out and made that play, and it did feel Mahomes-esque, so to speak. How big of a final play do you think that was to maybe kind of getting back to what you guys were doing offensively?
Yeah, I think it just shows as a full unit that last drive in general that we can do it. I mean, whenever we put our minds to it, whenever we focus in and execute, we can make plays happen. I think we've seen that the last few games is we've had two games where offensively we haven't played the way we wanted to play. But when it came down to it at the last drive of the game, we did what we needed to do to get the win. And I think that takes a lot of will, a lot of grit by guys that knowing that we didn't play our best football all game long, but whatever it takes to win, we're going to do that. And hopefully we don't have to use it every single week and we can kind of get to earlier leads and kind of stack drives together. But to know that the guys are going to step up when their numbers call it at the end of the game, that's something that a lot of great teams have and that we need to keep continuing going forward.
It's kind of crazy to think, but it wasn't that long ago that you were making your first career start in the NFL against the Denver Broncos. Obviously, Green Bay, their starting quarterback, Jordan Love, was making his first start. What did you make of how he played? What was your conversation like at the end, you know, whenever you quarterbacks embrace and you congratulate each other for a good game?
Yeah, I thought he did good, man. I mean, he came out in a hostile environment and did what he could to put them in position to have a chance at the end of the game. I mean, that's all you can do at this position in quarterback is you want to have a chance in the fourth quarter to win the football game. And obviously, I mean, you learn from things here and there, but I thought he battled. He played tough. He didn't turn the ball. He only turned it over once, but he was really smart with the football all day long. And you got to have to go through that stuff whenever you're trying to learn how to play the position in this league.
Patrick, one thing I want to get your opinion on is I really like the Melvin Ingram signing. He was a player that I wanted you guys to pick up in the offseason, and you guys made the trade at the trade deadline to pick him up. I thought he was great yesterday, and I think he provides something that you guys could really use down the stretch. I thought he played really well yesterday.
Yeah, he did. I mean, for everything I saw, I mean, he played really well, and you can see that from the week of practice. I mean, he's a smart, savvy guy, but he still has the burst to go out there and make plays happen. I hated playing against him when he was on the Chargers. You know, he'd go through the scouting reports and have that type of stuff. And then obviously adding to the rotation, adding to the depth that we have in that defensive line. I mean, we got guys playing really good football right now, and to have depth like that at that position is always key in this league.
Patrick, I know you keep up with the NFL at large. Tonight we get a chance to see a team in the AFC play in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll be playing on Monday Night Football. A lot has been made about how wide open the AFC looks. I think this is the most wide open it's been in almost a decade. Either you guys were at the top of the conference, Denver was ahead of it when they had Peyton Manning or Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I don't know who's coming out of the AFC right now. How encouraging is it to you guys knowing that maybe you haven't got off to the start that you want to, but this conference still seems very wide open?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. I mean, even in our division in general, everybody has 5 wins. It's the whole entire AFC is pretty in that 5-6, 4-5-6 area. And so for us to not play the way we wanted to play, obviously, at the beginning of this year, to kind of have everything out in front of us that we kind of can go out there and play and kind of get this thing rolling and play football week by week and hopefully have a chance to be in where we wanted to be anyways at the end of the year. And it's definitely something that kind of keeps you optimistic. We understand we have a huge week this week going up against the Raiders and at their place. And so we're focusing on this week of just going in, making ourselves better and trying to find a way to win a football game against a really good football team.
You guys have been a really great road team over the last 3 years. What do you attribute that to? The numbers suggest it's difficult to go on the road. You're going on the road Sunday night football against your rival. You know that crowd's going to be jazzed up. What do you think you guys have done so well on the road to mentally get you to that place where you guys have been one of the better teams in the NFL on the road?
Yeah, I think we just understand to try to limit the turnovers and the game-changing plays, and then we go out there and make them happen for ourselves. It's a big thing. You want to kind of take the crowd out of it. You want to get the momentum in your favor. So to go out there, execute, especially early in the football game, get a lead or whatever that is, and then try to find a way to win at the end. I think that's something that we just have a lot of veterans on this team that understand how to do.
I know you played there last year, but do you look at this as being a new environment? Because when you played, there were no fans, and now you're going there, and obviously the atmosphere is going to be different. Do you look at this as being a new environment for you?
Yeah, I mean, you got a feel for it last year, definitely. I mean, that stadium looks like it's going to be rocking. I mean, it's big. It's kind of condensed as the fans are going to be kind of right there on top of you. But it's a cool stadium. But I'm sure that there'll be a couple Chiefs fans there as well. So I'm excited just to go out there and get a chance to play in a great environment.
I was going to ask you like a life question just to understand you more at the end of these things. So I've been watching Martin because they put Martin on HBO Max, and I'm a big believer like everybody has their one like 30-minute show that's just like a really good time-filling show. What do you watch when you just like want something lighthearted to watch?
Oh, man. Well, it kind of depends. I'll just kind of find things on Netflix and kind of buzz those things. I was on the Ted Lasso thing these last few weeks, and I finally finished that. So, I've kind of just buzzed through kind of the new shows that are a little bit more lighthearted, like you said. And then always, we can always go back to Law and Order and Criminal Minds and stuff like that if you just want the TV on.
I actually haven't seen Ted Lasso. So would you advise me to watch Ted Lasso?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like you said, it's that same thing. It's lighthearted. It's funny. But at the same time, it's not like, I mean, you're not like 100,000% have to focus on every single moment. You can still enjoy the show.
That is a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Our conversations are powered by Google Fiber. Patrick, happy to see you guys playing with a little bit more momentum. You guys got a big game this week. Go get them, man.
I appreciate you, man, always.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.